This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Robert Smith.
I'm Madeline Brand. In the Seattle area, a mountain biker is recovering from an attack by a black bear. That attack came just a few weeks after an 11-year-old boy was dragged from a tent and killed by another bear in Utah. Encounters between black bears and people are becoming more common in the West, and that means there are people paid to go out, catch, and euthanize the bears. Ben Bergman of Aspen Public Radio reports.
The job of killing bears often falls to wildlife manager Kevin Wright. When he's asked about it, his eyes start to well up, and he has to work to hold back tears.
I feel like crap right now, plain and simple.
Wright has been here for decades, and he has a hard time remembering a summer when he saw more bears coming into town and getting into trouble. Last year, no bears were euthanized in the Aspen area. So far this year, at least 8 bears have been put down. Wright says a lot of the problem is a late spring frost and dry summer that decimated the bear's usual food supply. Wright brings the bears that wander into his traps to this nearly deserted parking lot. On this morning, he's hauled in a 200-something pound Bruin. Inside a cage, not much bigger than he is, the bear is trembling.
Pretty gentle bear.
The bear looks harmless, but he's here because Wright thinks he may be guilty of ransacking an Aspen condo multiple times. First, the bear got in through an open sliding door.
But then it came back later on, climbed up on top of the roof, and got in through a bedroom window and jumped down on the lady's bed when she's home.
The woman wasn't hurt. Wright says that bears rarely do any more damage to people than scaring them. Still, Dr. Stuart Breck, who studies bears for the U.S. government, says he's seen a steady increase in bear encounters.
So where you have people expanding into bear habitat and you have expanding bear populations, it's a good recipe for a lot more conflict.
Numbers from the North American Bear Center seem to reflect that. Over the last century, there have only been about 18 black bear fatalities in the U.S., but most of those happened in the last 20 years.
Trying to see how his colors fit in them.
Wright is trying to figure out if the bear he has in his cage today is the one that has been breaking into condos. He's going to download a record of where the bear's been from a GPS collar. The bear is one of a handful in the area that scientists have fitted with collars so they can better study them.
How's your collar?
One of Wright's colleagues, Vanessa Longston, examines the data, and it's not good news for the bear.
It was right in the same area within 100 yards of the house at 3 o'clock in the morning, and so they are going to give him a first strike.
That means the bear has one more chance.
If he gets caught again, he gets euthanized.
Lately, Wright's been getting many more calls than usual, up to 20 reports a day of bears breaking into homes. So that's 20 cases a day to solve. Wright hops in his truck and heads to the next crime scene.
I try, if I can, get to every call, but sometimes when we get so overwhelmed, we can't get to every single one of them.
On the way, another bear call.
Gets on the roof daily?
As he passes the multi-million-dollar mansions that line the streets of Aspen, Wright peers down a driveway and lets out a long, frustrated sigh.
My God.
There's a gourmet feast for bears. A plastic trash bin overflowing with bags of garbage.
Bears get in that, and then I get called because the bear then proceeds to go into a house or something. So tell me how I'm supposed to resolve that issue.
For Wright, the 16-hour days he spends on bear patrol can be brutal, and it's not usually because of the bears. He meets a lot of angry people who are either upset that he's killing bears or mad that he's not doing enough to stop bear conflicts.
Yeah, we've been flipped off in town. I have people rolling down their windows, yelling at me.
But a lot of people need Wright's help right now, including the Smith family.
Hi.
Are you Blake?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kevin.
The Smith's wooden door is in shreds, the work of a bear who keeps coming back in search of late-night snacks.
Coming back, and so now he's being obviously more aggressive in getting in.
Wright promises to return with a bear trap, that is, if he has any left. For NPR News, I'm Ben Bergman.